Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I am yours truly, Andre Segovia, and this episode it is announcements galore. There are big events coming for the fall, and I need to announce them early on, whereas some cases space is limited, and the other case, it's just a big event where anyone is free to come and there's no limitation as to who shows up. So you're going to want to pay attention to at least one of these or all of these. As of this episode, though, unfortunately, early bird pricing has closed on one of the registrations. That doesn't mean you can't register. You still can. It just won't be at the lower fee that they were being offered. But not to worry. Much of the events I'm going to talk about now are on the free side, and including there's some charity stuff. So just keep that one in mind. And I want to start off with the biggest event of the state, which is the California Association of Realtors, a big realtor conference. And it's coming to the Los Angeles Convention Center this year. And it's a lot of fun. I've attended to the ones that have been in Long Beach. They've been a great deal of fun over there, and they just added a bunch of youthfulness and energy to the new event, so it's not the same old conference. This is for the ambitious, the go-getters, the money makers, the curious minds that want to learn new perspectives. It's for the socializers that want to form meaningful connections with real estate pros across the state, the emerging leaders that want to make more money in unexpected ways. At RE Imagine, there is something for everyone, from early morning coffee networking walks to late night after hour parties and immersive learning experience in between. Expect the unexpected with surprises around every corner. So you can join the party at www.reimagine.car.org. That's www.reimagine.car.org. There you can look up the schedule, the lineup, the halls, and different experiences that you can and will experience at the LA Convention Center. This is the big realtor event for the state, hosted by the California Association of Realtors. It is happening at the Los Angeles Convention Center starting September 24th through September 26th. Only one of those is the pay date. The rest of them are free. The exhibitor floor is free, and there's a lot of goodies that are handed out. Whether you're a member or not a member, you can attend. It just requires that you register. You can register at that website. And again, for this event and all the other events, you will be able to find links to those events at the show notes for this episode at www.theandresegovia.com. So if you haven't bookmarked my page, bookmark it now. So www.theandresegovia.com. That's the big one. Right before this one, though, same location, the Los Angeles Convention Center. This event happens twice a year. The other time is usually done Long Beach, and it's the second time is sometimes done, like in this case, the Los Angeles Convention Center. This is the big $1 million trade show and landlord conference. It's one day only. It's happening Thursday, September 12, 2019. It's an all-day event where they have schedules for different seminars that take place. These are free seminars, free workshops for you, whether you're a landlord or an aspiring landlord or a property manager or a contractor. You're going to want to be present for all this. Last session, for the first time, they had somebody that was an expert on Section 8. That was one of the most interesting and heated exchanges that I have seen. This was not a Section 8 representative, but someone that does business with Section 8. And you never know when you're going to come across information that you didn't know you needed to know, and that you didn't know you actually had questions on. So you could learn a thing or two. This event is free. I'm sure parking you got to pay for, because it is in downtown Los Angeles. But the event itself is free. All you got to do is register when you're showing up, and then you'll be able to get in. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, September 12th at the Los Angeles Center on 1201 South Figueroa Street. Again, these links will be at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. You're going to want to show up to discover how to make money and save money. These are a lot of tools of the trade that I recommend anybody and everybody show up. And most importantly, you've heard me harp on my show about rent control. You're going to get the latest updates at this conference. And if you want to take some people on because you disagree with it, this is the place to do it, because there's a forum afterwards for questions and answers, and you can make your voice heard if you disagree even with some of the things that I've said, because this is the place you're going to want to voice your opinions and find out who supports you and who doesn't and why, because the facts outweigh emotions. But this is the place that you can definitely go check things out. It is hosted by the Apartment Association of America of California Incorporated. And the next one over That's that one. Remember, it's September 12th. So the next one over, my local association, the Pacific West Association of Realtors, they have a division that's called the Young Professionals Network, or at least part of the Young Professionals Network. So it's definitely for those that are young and young at heart. And they host every month what is called Wake Up with YPN. So it's a monthly morning breakfast session or coffee session to discuss business issues or business plans or business strategies. And these take place once a month. You can definitely look up their calendar for events. It's available. It's open to members and non-members alike. It's once a month, so the calendar does change tentatively. So you can check it out at www.pwr.net. www.pwr.net. The next one up after this airing of this episode, the schedule so far is looking like they're meeting August 2nd, September 6th, October 4th, November 8th, and December 6th. So that's the schedule for the rest of the year. They usually meet from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., but they always rotate where they meet. So just FYI, you're going to want to check out the calendar events at pwr.net so you find out where the next meeting is happening, because it might be somewhere near you. And it's along those lines that I want to announce a big event that they are launching in Long Beach. It's happening August 1st, Thursday, in Long Beach from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Ballista Point Brewing. It's a socializing event, and they'll have food, craft beer, and wine, but this is for charity. It's the launch of the PWRYPN Month of Giving, and they're encouraging anybody and everybody to show up. It is presented by the California State University of Fullerton, Mahalo College of Business and Economics. Yeah, I'm a Titan, so this is cool that my alma mater, I guess you could say, is presenting this charity kickoff with my local association that I'm a part of. So I'm excited to make an announcement here that it's coming. So it's August 1st on a Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Ballista Point Brewing. It's in Long Beach, if I didn't mention that before. Again, it's you can register online, you can also pay at the door. The fees are a little different if you register online. It's cheaper online, a little more expensive at the door, starting at $25 or $35 at the door. The ticket includes appetizers and drinks. I'm sure that you have to pay for parking on your own dime somewhere, because it is in a very congested area of Long Beach, but you're going to want to check it out. It's a nice thing, and I've been to several of these events, but this is one that they're doing strictly for charity, so it's something that's nice that's being done for the community as a whole, because us realtors need to give back and also support our community that we service. And I must disclose that the California Association of Realtors, the Apartment Association of America, California Inc., and Pacific West Association of Realtors, none of them have paid me or asked me to sponsor or give a shout out to any of these events. This is just events that I come across in my daily digest, so I haven't received a penny. I'm not benefiting from this whatsoever. I only benefit from the education that I get should I attend any of these, which, God willing, I intend to do. So those are the big events that have nothing to do directly with me, just associations that I'm familiar with. So now I go on to events of my own. Yes, events of my own. I cannot officially announce if I'll be making an appearance at one of these events. This is something that have in the works. I've been talking behind the scenes with my media managers to find out if I can definitely make the time to show up at one of these events, because attending one of these events to digest information is one thing. To actually be a part of an event is a whole other thing entirely. So that's a little teaser for you. Just keep that in mind. Secondly, there's two things that I have been doing behind the scenes for some time, and I some of them are, for the most part, completed projects that I'm excited to share, because they have not been shared at a more public level than I like. But it's okay, because it gives me an opportunity to reintroduce it here. It's not going to be something that's called like a Throwback Thursday type of thing, because I do have episodes, old episodes of the Andrew Segovia Show that I do want to showcase sometime down the road, for you to hear what the archives of where I come from. So something that I've done for nearly 20 years. I can't believe it, 20 years, that's crazy. But I'm excited to share some of that stuff with you, but I have to mine through relevant things that you'll find appealing, some things that are still timely that you might be able to enjoy from the archives. That also includes a different project that I've done that is now finding its new home on my website. This is gonna be an exclusive podcast strictly for my website. You will not find it on any of the directories. You'll only find it on my website. There will be no paywall, so you'll just have to be tuning into my website to check out the latest episodes. They will be on a schedule, and I am talking about the Soundtrack Corner podcast. The Soundtrack Corner podcast ran for 52 episodes. It's something that I enjoy doing over the years, where I'm talking about film music as a whole. There is some television score and also video game scores. What that means is the soundtracks to any of those mediums. And I enjoy dissecting some of the music and sharing things with you, because if you like to diversify your listening experience, or if you want to expand your thought processes because you can't get your imagination going, or you have writer's block, you'd be surprised at the power of music and what it can have and influence you to move, essentially, or relax you. And it's not just classical music. I love classical music, symphonic, opera, and almost anything instrumental I enjoy, except New Age. New Age is boring to me. It's just a bunch of atmospheric drone. Unless you do it in an artistic way that expands the horizon, it's a different story, which some films and video games do to great effect. So I highlight different things, especially more of a personal journey of mine, because I'm sharing you some of my favorites of all, and I greatly enjoy highlighting those. So I'm excited to announce that I am bringing the Soundtrack Corner podcast. There's some logistics that I still have to meet on the website to be able to host it there, because I'm meeting some limitation issues. But as soon as that is ironed out, you'll start seeing a different album artwork on my website, because you'll be able to tune in to the Soundtrack Corner podcast that was previously hosted on the newsreel. So once I've exhausted all those episodes, you'll be hearing the new content, but it's okay, because you probably haven't heard any of these episodes, because it was a very limited exposure for the show. So that's one of the big announcements that I'm making. And now I am officially announcing another segment of my show, because I vent about business and politics and anything affecting the world of real estate here on the program, because that's what you tune in for. You tune in to be informed. And with this whole rent control thing, some of the episodes might have gotten a little heated or more political, so to speak, if you don't agree with the whole take on rent control. But again, the facts outweigh the emotion, so I hope you're taking into account what the facts are and how detrimental some of these policies are and could be for those that are trying to implement it. But at the same time, I want to thank you for tuning in to even listen to that, because you're doing a lot more legwork than all those that just don't want to hear the other side speak. Well, there is a certain element of the show, or the spirit of the Andres Segovia show, that I have purposely not put on the air, because some people might find it divisive, because they don't want to talk about certain things. I, however, as a concerned parent, I'm concerned about some of the things that have been happening in the world of media, because our children are glued to screens, right? So what are they digesting, or even seeing what they're digesting? So when it comes to privacy concerns, or the type of media they're consuming, what's in the media, forget subliminal messages, that's out the window. Now it's straight up in your face. What are they doing in Hollywood, at the access media, at the mainstream media levels, to indoctrinate our kids with morals and values that you might not agree with? And I want to bring those to the forefront. And of course, some issues that some people might just straight up find political, which is true to that extent. I'm not going to mask that. But that is an exclusive members only segment of the show. So I'm officially announcing that is happening. I have episodes recorded, and I'm already in production for other episodes coming up. So there'll be a library of episodes to be able to access. But this is one that's currently rolling out by invite only, for those that have supported the program early on, and then it'll be made available on a wider scale to anyone that's interested in hearing and engaging on this area of the program. Because the Andres Segovia show has always been something that's been all-encompassing, and it's in the name, anything that interests me. And the thing is, there's so many things that interest me, from A to Z and beyond that. You know, it's there's just, I could talk about anything for a lengthy period of time when given the option. But I know it can be so boring just to listen to Andres again, you know, he's talking to you. Yeah, I know. It's my show, though, so it's in the name. You know I'm going to be the one talking. But when it comes to that, the members-only area, I'm not going to be the only one on it, because I've already discussed with other people that I'm bringing onto the program to share their perspectives as well, whether they're a parent or from a different generation, whether younger than me or older than me. These I want to show a different perspective and mindsets that you'll find that we find more common ground than actual disagreement. So it's just something that I find more engaging and that I definitely wanted to put out there for you to know about. So I'm making all those announcements here because I want you all to be in the know. And of course, whatever content that I continue to pull to push out for YouTube, because on YouTube is where I do more of my tech stuff. I'm already in post-production for, well, at least this recording, post-production on a review for a fitness tracker that I've been testing, and also be highlighting certain things from vehicles as well. And you'll be able to see those things in action at the YouTube channel, which you can find a link to on my website as well. And that is it for all these announcements galore, because there's just a lot of things going on in the background. Follow me on Instagram, follow me on YouTube, follow me across anything else that you can find me on, which also includes Facebook and Twitter. But if you're on my website, by all means, that's the hub of everything, so you'll be able to check most of my content there as well. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Just a Yoga Show. I will see you on the next one. Thank you.